Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Greetings to everyone around the world. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy to be with everyone here really on this very beautiful day today. And today, ACC News has back with us another, again, wonderful and inspiring guest. We have back with us personal development coach Jackie Griffin. She is the founder of Whole Living, healing on all levels. And again, to everyone out there that's tuning in, especially the people that didn't get a chance to hear our prior segment, for people out there that simply lack the confidence and self-esteem needed to move on. And this is a good portion of us that actually live here on this planet. We reach a point in life where some of us kind of really hit a standstill. And we're not sure the next direction we should be taking. Some of us, again, went through different experiences that's really, it drains our confidence over the years. And again, any one of us can be a victim of this. If any of this sounds familiar, again, please grab a seat, get very comfortable, because again, we have a very special guest today that is really dedicating her life to helping people that are in similar situations as this. Now, it is now the 11th of March. I would like to remind everybody tuning in today, especially our listeners from overseas, and also the people that didn't get a chance to really tune into our prior segment with Jackie. All of our segments are permanently archived on our website. Please visit our website at accglobalmedia.com. And also, if you're a big part of social media, again, just about everybody's on Facebook now these days. We're actually on Facebook, and you can actually tune in from that platform as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/accglobalmedia. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/accglobalmedia. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at time of the day. And really, to touch on what I was speaking about a few seconds ago, too often, so many of us in life, we really lose sight of why we're here. And again, it's nothing really at any fault of our own. Many of us, it's really the trivials of life that really get to us. So many of us, we, you know, children and work, and these experiences kind of make us lose sight of our dreams and our focus. So many of our lives are really based on other people's needs and wants. And as we all know, so many of us have had many people pass away that are close to us. Life is too short for us to really not celebrate each and every single day. Now, with our special guest today, Jackie Griffin, she is the CEO of founder and the founder of Whole Living. And again, that means healing on all levels. And what Jackie really believes is that we must really heal on all of these levels that, again, we've all once had at one point in life, in order for us to move on or to really gain that happiness that we all really seek. And Jackie will touch on her story. And again, she's not just somebody on here that's really read a book or went to school. She's been through her own personal experience, her own hardships. Again, her own losses of loved ones and financial struggles. And there was even a point where Jackie really questioned, you know, had her own questions when it came to faith. And again, it's the different experiences of life, the troubles that it brings, the trauma. That's what really brings us to these points. What Jackie was able to do, she was able to push through and really thrive. What Jackie actually discovered was that her true calling in life was to help other people. So, again, she committed to her craft. She got a certification in life coaching. And, again, her goal is to really create a non-judgmental space, really for her clients to feel inspired and motivated to get to that next level. Again, a truly incredible person. And to everyone out there, it usually takes a truly incredible person to help people get to this point. It's not something that just anyone can do. And again, life, you know, and I'm a person of faith. I believe God actually sends these people on earth to really help so many other people get through these different moments in life. Again, a truly incredible guest we have with us today. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you personal development coach, founder of Whole Living, Healing on All Levels, Miss Jackie Griffin. How are you doing on this very beautiful day, Jackie?
Hi, Matthew. I am doing well.
Well, we are very happy to have you. Jackie, for the people that didn't get a chance to catch our prior segment with you, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Jackie Griffin?
Yes, I'll be glad to. Yes, for those of you who did not hear, kind of my mantra of who I am is funny because if I was probably asked this question years ago, I probably would have started off a different way. And as Matthew kind of hit on my own journey, I think that has shaped me even answering and doing some work within to even be able to answer that question a little bit differently today. And so when I am asked, who am I? And most people, they usually start that off by, you know, what they do. I start that off by saying who I am because of the inner work that I have done, that I am beautiful, I am unique, I am successful, I am complete. I am everything God, the creator of the universe, made me to be, and I embrace the fullness of my totality. Professionally, I am the CEO of Whole Living, which is healing on all levels. I'm a board certified chaplain, and I've been in this field for a very long time. And I walked alongside many people for over 20 years in helping them discover their true self, you know, by really just doing that inner work of who they are. So I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm an encourager, I'm a motivator. I love inspiring people and really doing their work and looking from within and doing that inner work.
And I explained actually to the audience that, again, you have your own, again, very special journey that's really led you to where you are. Can you please share with the audience some of your personal journey?
Yes, and you know, part of Whole Living really evolved, that name in itself really evolved around my personal journey. I talk about whole living, healing on all levels, and five different areas. That's emotional, spiritual, physical, social, and financial. And the spiritual piece of my own journey, I think that was the beginning for me, my spiritual awakening, I like to call it. What I believed and what I experienced was so apart from each other. I remember being on my journey and my way of thinking about God and how I saw Him in my work, in my life, it really was very different than what I experienced. So it wasn't until I started having some personal experience of death, people dying around me that I was close to, being in an atmosphere, an environment where the challenging of my faith by others who were not of my same religious or faith tradition, that had me question some things. Experiencing love from other people who did not claim or profess Christianity, because my thought process was, in order for you to really love right, if you will, you have to love Jesus, you have to be a Christian, you have to, come from that place. So it wasn't until I had my own personal experience of really looking at the other, the human being, who we are, our humanity, and really saying, wow, it's not about the religion for me. It's about who we are and how we can interact and interconnect with each other on a human level, from one human being to another. So it doesn't take religion for us to do that. It just takes us being human, right?
Absolutely.
So for me, I had to go through my own spiritual storm. It was hard for me to walk away from something that I believed in so strongly, and it really was all that I knew. Growing up in a Baptist church, being exposed to Christianity, having a sister who was 10 years my senior convert over to what they call like holiness, or believing in a different way. This holiness way of living was a little bit more stricter than the Baptist way of living, but it was completely different. So I kind of took to the holiness way of living and got on that journey. As I got older, I got in church, became an ordained minister, and was doing my work in the church, but life began to happen for me. And that's when I had to begin to look at, again, what I believed and what I experienced about who God was. If my prayer was going to change things, I can pray for people and maybe have miracles happen. Then, I had an incident happen where my nephew was shot and he was in the hospital. And, being in that mindset of me going, being able to pray for him and thinking that he would be risen from the dead in the hospital. That wasn't my experience. Having close ones that was in the church pass or die from a car accident or some type of illness or sickness that happened for them, I really didn't understand how God was working in that way of my life. So for me, I had to either step away or allow myself to ask the hard questions of where is God in suffering? And that's the journey for me. It was really beginning that journey of God, the God of the suffering. How does he play a role when we are hit with all these, the trauma and the horrific things that happen to our lives, from the innocence of children to the innocence of anyone, but yet they're taken away from us. So I had to go through that dark night of the soul, wrestling with a lot of things that I was taught, that I was conditioned to believe. And I had to really have that experience on my own. It wasn't no longer about others telling me who God was or how I should be in my own belief system or my own religious system, how I should think. It was about how I experienced God and him being in my life. And what did that look like for me becoming whole and healthy and being able to walk alongside other people who did not believe the way that I believe? Was that possible? Can I present myself with a non-judgmental presence without having a hidden agenda of trying to convert someone over to my belief system? And if they didn't believe like I believe, then they evidently was not in the right way. So let me kind of get away from that person. So I had to go through my own spiritual journey.
And as far as the journey that you went through, how much of it, again, was accepting maybe some of the flaws that you may have had?
It was
from what other people, Yes, again, a lot of it, again, was from the opinions of other people. But how much was that a part of your journey?
It was a big part of my journey because, you know, again, you are taught, I like to use the word conditioned, to, you know, say that this is the way your life should be lived. Especially if you're in this particular faith or belief system or religious system. So you're really living this life of I have to do this or I'm not good enough because I did this. You know, so the weakness that I had, the flaws that I had, it was like I always was working to be perfect, to be right, to be good. And so it was, you know, it was a big part of really accepting that, oh, I'm okay even with this. You know, my flaws and my weaknesses is a part of who I am. And that was part of my mantra, embracing the totality of who I am. And that is embracing, you know, me being flawed and not feeling like I had to work to be, you know, good enough or perfect enough, even just to be part of a system, to be part of a religion, to be accepted in you know, in this organized religion. So it was about me doing my own work, my self-work on the inside, and how did I experience God? And I wanted that to be real for me and not because this is what, you know, this is the way it should be for others or, you know, it was about my own personal experience. So when I was able to break away from all the traditions and the mindsets and really do my own inner work, that's where my freedom came from and understanding who God is within me outside of religion.
So in your opinion, do you feel it's very important for people to accept their flaws on their path to empowerment?
I definitely agree. As I stated before, we're all flawed in many ways, and so we really have to accept that part of us. I think that's what makes us, you know, these amazing people that we are. It makes us human. You know, it is really the accepting of being aware of your weaknesses that you can really embrace the trueness of who you are. So I think that's part of my practice is embracing the fullness of who I am. And that includes my weaknesses. That includes my flaws. That includes at times when I fail and I mess up and I don't do things right. I don't have the perfection. I don't have, you know, all of the other things going on. So embracing the fullness of who I am include embracing my flaws, and I believe that we are all flawed, and that is what really makes us beautiful and amazing.
And now, the name of your practice is Healing on All Levels,
yes.
Whole Living. Can you please share with the audience what that really means to you or as far as healing on all levels?
Healing on all levels is, again, being able to be spiritually centered and emotionally balanced. It also deals with being financially stable, physically healthy, and socially connected. So healing on all levels is bringing kind of the balance to our life. It deals with us being able to not be one-sided on any area and level that we live in. I know for me, I found myself in my spiritual, on my spiritual journey that I was kind of one-sided, that I felt like I had it together over here because I had all the answers that made me feel safe and secure. I knew heaven and hell, what's going to get me to heaven and what's going to keep me from going to hell. So that was my safety net. That was, you know, it made me feel safe and it makes me feel secure. But it was also some other things came with that kept me living in balance. Because of that, I couldn't go to other areas of my life because I was stuck over in just this one area. So part of my work was being able to bring spiritual centeredness to my life, what does that really look like? How, again, am I able to allow what I believe and what I experience to integrate? How am I able to walk with another in the other that's not like me? You know, there's a text that we use in the Bible that talks about, you know, loving your neighbor, and your neighbor is usually that person that doesn't believe like you, that isn't like you, that's not from the same background that you're from. So what does that look like for me? You know, so whole living really has to do with looking at different areas of your life, because we may be strong in one area, but we lack the balance in the other areas. So how do we strengthen those parts of our life? And it's not about perfection. It's not about being perfect. Whole living is far from being perfect. It's about bringing balance to those areas of your life that you can become a little bit more complete in who you are inwardly. So it's more about doing some inner work, that self-awareness. What is it that you feel like you, the areas that you are imbalanced in? You know, maybe you are a career woman. Finances is not your issue. You have that part of your finances together, but you know what? You're so far from being connected to other people because all that you have done was work, 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 and you don't have that social connection. That's the imbalance. So maybe you are looking to balance that part of your life by getting out, networking with others, having fun with friends and family, being able to give back to the community. So that's what whole living is about, giving and being able to become whole in different areas of your life that you feel you have been imbalanced in.
So there are so many people out there that don't have that full balance, Jackie. As you know, it's so many people out there that are living their lives for other people and the opinions of others, maybe not being Christian enough, maybe not being, you know, other things, maybe food, maybe the spouse that they choose. So many people are living for other people. Who exactly is your client base out there? Who are the people you feel like you can help?
I feel like I can help that person that struggles with the who am I, asking that, you know. It goes back to what you were saying earlier, so many people that do lack that self-confidence, that lack self-esteem,
yes,
not knowing who they are, have allowed other people to shape them, to condition them, and they live that life for the other, whether it's a spouse, whether it's for their boss, their CEO, their pastor, their leader, whoever that person is in their life, where they are living for them and not for themselves, meaning they have not discovered their own beauty, their own strength, who they really are. So part of my base is really women who really struggle with that part of self-esteem and who they are. Is really that woman that's maybe at home and she's looking to transition. She's looking to get out and discover, you know, who is she? You know, I'm a mom, but is there more pieces to this? You know, is there dreams that I have not discovered, that I have not tapped into, and how do I fulfill that part of me? Again, we have all these messages that this is what it's supposed to look like. And sometimes what it's supposed to look like and what we are told does not fit in how we have been created. So therefore, we're feeling emptiness. We're filling that void because we have not tapped into our purpose and we have not tapped into doing the work that we need to do. So that woman that is struggling with her self-identity, that has a lot of fear, and stepping out and doing what she believes that is so intertwined and integrated inside of her, but the fears have paralyzed her from moving forward. That is who I would love to work with, those women who need that extra encouragement, that boost to say, you got this, you can do this, you know, and being able to be aware of who you are and to embrace that in its fullness and to step out and that place of knowing that you're doing the work and fulfilling your purpose.
So if I'm one of these people right now and I'm sitting at home and I do know that I want to change my life and and really get this happiness I'm looking for. How exactly does this work when I reach out to you? What are the services you actually provide?
So the first step is usually being able to do what I call a discovery session. So that's kind of a conversation that we have about what are you looking for and how I can best help you. So part of Whole Living is, you know, the services that I provide is one-on-one coaching. I also do group coaching. I do online courses or webinars. It depends on how people define, you know, those. But online courses and webinars. And the other part that I do is mostly with dealing with socially connected is events out in the community. So having events like having women come together around art and wine and being able to talk about the allness of who they are. Being able to come together and do fundraisers. Maybe I know one of the things I'm going to be doing soon is doing a fundraiser for homeless youth here in Arizona. So wanting people to give to that and supporting the homeless youth here, especially those who are still going to school with their situation, but being able to give them a boost in that next step in their life. So being able to do the one-on-one coaching, group coaching, webinars, online courses, and really providing events for people to come and to connect with. That's what Whole Living is about. And those events and the webinars and the services that I provide is really around those areas that we talked about, the spiritually centered, emotionally connected, emotionally balanced and socially connected, and all of the other two that I had mentioned earlier.
So the sessions would be done online and through the webinars. Is there any as far as phone coaching or is one-on-one that way?
So a big part of the one-on-one coaching is virtual coaching. So you don't have to be local. You don't have to live where I live. It is online. It is basically you making a phone call. We can use all the technology that we have, whether it's on FaceTiming or Messenger or Zoom. There's so many different venues that we can use, platforms that we can use to do the virtual coaching. So it's definitely on online or virtual coaching is the online part of it. And then if you're local, we can also meet and do the one-on-one face-to-face. So there's a lot of different ways that you can, reach out and really get that discovery session going, wanting to see how I best can support you and provide and get you to that place of purpose. Just simply by going on the website. I don't know if you're going to ask that next,
please share that website.
Yeah, so the website is www.HOAL, lifecoach.com. And I'm also on Facebook, so that's facebook.com/wholelifecoach/. And again, that whole is HOAL, life coach. If you just go on my site, you can sign up for a 30-minute free discovery session. You can also give me a call at 623-688-5700. We can talk immediately and just feel like we're figure out where do we go from here, how we can get you to where you're wanting to go.
And to the audience out there, to everyone that's actually going through this, I can't stress on this too much. Really, the type of advantage you would have having somebody by your side to help you through this. Again, all of the greatest people out there, even the entertainers, leaders, presidents, they all have coaches by their side to help them through tough times. This is something that is not available to everyone on here, and the value of having someone there with you, there's really no number you can actually put on it. So please, feel free to reach out to Jackie and seek that help and find that happiness you are looking for. We're just about out of time today. Jackie, do you have any parting words for the audience?
No, living whole is my goal. How about you? If you are that person that is looking to really do something different with your life, maybe you've been struggling for a long time with your self-identity, maybe you have a lot of fears that is stopping you from moving forward for becoming or going to that next level in your life, maybe you have had a lot of people that you're living your life for and you're ready to change, you're ready to come out of that box, please don't hesitate to give me a call. Talk to me. We can figure out some steps, some things to put in place to get you to that place of purpose.
That was very well said, Jackie. We're just about out of time today. And again, to everyone, thank you for tuning in to our special segment today with Jackie Griffin. Jackie will be back with us again in the future. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. I do want to thank our very special guest today, Jackie, for joining us today. Thank you very much, Jackie.
And thank you for having me.
And to our audience out there, you all have a wonderful day, and I look forward to having you all back with us again in the next segment. Thank you very much.